And if you went to someone's house and knocked on the door and no one answered, you'd say, well, I guess it's not
home.
And someone's walking in your direction, you say, he's coming straight
toward me.
And if you went into town and happened to see a friend of yours that you hadn't counted on seeing, say, this morning I just happened to
run into so-and-so.
And if a child's given the same name that her mother has, you say they named the child
after her mother.
It's something that people drink for breakfast.
Orange juice, coffee.
Okay. And if you wanted some coffee but there wasn't any ready, say, I have to go.
Make a pot of coffee.
And how about putting milk in your coffee? You say some people like it. What?
No. Some people like it with or without milk.
Okay.
Some people like it black. Some people like it coffee au lait.
What?
Coffee with milk.
Any other names for black coffee?
No.
Do you ever hear the expression drinking coffee barefooted?
No.
Do you ever hear that about anything, whiskey or anything?
No. Neat or straight maybe, but not barefooted.
For whiskey?
For whiskey, yeah.
And tell me about distance. You say, well, I don't know exactly how far it is, but it's just a...
Just around the corner.
Or just a little...
Just a little ways.
And if you've been traveling and still had about 500 miles to go, you say you still had a...
Long ways to go.
And something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place. You say, oh, you can find that just about...
Anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, you fell over...
Backwards.
And this way.
Forward.
And if you've been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any fish, you might say, no, what a one.
Didn't catch a one.
Do you ever hear people say, nary a one?
No, maybe on TV or something, in a western or something like that. But not down here.
And you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land. You say you...
Cleared it. You want to turn that off a second?
You say wheat is tied up into a...
Sheaf.
Okay, and then the sheaves are piled up into a...
Stack.
And talk about how much wheat you raise to an acre. You might say we raise 40.
I don't know how they count wheat because we don't grow wheat. We grow cotton or grain.
Well, what about grain?
Grain would be tons and cotton would be bales.
Well, what about smaller than tons?
Hundredweights.
Well, just the basket.
Bushels.
Uh-huh. And when you're plowing, the trench is cut by a plow. You call that
the row.
Or the other part is the...
Furrow?
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear a special name for the horse that walks in the furrow?
No, we never use... I mean, I've never seen horses used here.
What about before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or wagon, you have to...
Harness him?
And when you're riding a horse, you guide him with the...
Reins?
And when you're driving it, you guide him with the...
Reins?
And when you're riding him, your feet are in the...
Stirrups.
And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
No, I never have been around oats either. I guess you winnow it or something?
Mm-hmm. Say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it, or you could say...
We'll have to do it, I guess.
Or instead of using the word we, you'd say me and you, or you and I.
You and I.
Huh?
You and I.
Okay. What if you're talking about a man and yourself? Say,
he and I.
And you say he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He wants
the two of us.
Okay. And talk about how tall you are. You say he's not as tall
as I am.
Or I'm not as tall
as he is.
And he can do that better
than I can.
And if you'd been out to New Mexico and hadn't gone any more west than that, you say New Mexico is